Ksuvis Perkei Mishnah Test. So this Mishnah is going to continue with the obligations a husband has to his wife. Noisin la ma kesef litzarko. He gives her a ma of kesef each Shabbos for like little things for her needs that she could do with it what she wants. This is a regular allowance. Vaycheles imo milele Shabbos lilele Shabbos. And she eats with him every Friday night. Like the Rav points out that even though all the rest of the meals of the week he can always send through a third party, like we just said in the previous Mishnah, but Friday night he has to eat with her because that's the Leil Ona, and he's required to eat with her. And if he does not give her this allowance of a Ma'o Kesa for her needs, and Taisanta brings shame the Ran, that we don't mean that the husband just decides not to give this to her, because it's not his choice. Otherwise, what's the point of the Chacham's Takana? Ella, we're talking about a case where he just doesn't give it to her. Could be he's poor, or whatever it is. He doesn't give her an allowance. She's quiet. And then she works and does more than what she normally should be doing, which is the Moiser Masi Odeh, the leftovers of her Masi Odeh. Then the Mishnah says, Masi Odeh Shalah. Not the actual Masi Odeh, but meaning the leftover Masi Odeh, which is the reason that she would normally have an allowance, was for this Tosefes Masi Odeh. So if he's not giving her this allowance, she gets to keep this Moiser Masi Odeh. But as far as the regular Masi Odeh, that is in the place of Mizonos, that he's required to support her with. And the Ran says the Chiddush is that when she's quiet, we don't say she was Mochel, we don't just assume she just doesn't care about it. Rather, if she's going to work and she does extra, she keeps that extra. Umahi Osalo, and what is she required to do for him? What's the Masi Odeh that we talk about? And we said in the past that even if a woman is really wealthy and she's got all these servants, still some shittas hold that she still has to do something. What is this thing that she has to do that he reaps benefit for? Mishkol Chamesh Sloim Shasi Bihuda. She has to weave the weight of 5 sloim of shasi. Shasi is what we call the warp. It's the vertical weaving, and it's the weight of 5 sloim in Yehuda of shasi. Shein Eser Sloim BeGalil, which equaled the weight of 10 sloim in the Galil. The weight measures that they had in Yehuda were heavier than the Galil. So this is the amount of work that she would have to do. O Mishkol Eser Sloim Erev BeYehuda, or the weight of 10 sloim of the woof, which is the horizontal weaving in Yehuda, the threads that were used for Erev, for weaving horizontally, were heavier threads. It was double the weight. That's why the work that she needed to do was the weight of 10 sloim, which is double the amount in Yehuda, shein esrim sloim begalil, which in the Galil would end up being 20 sloim, which again is double the weight of the warp, which is a vertical weave. And if she was nursing, she doesn't have to do any of this stuff because she's busy nursing. And more than that, he actually has to take care of her more. He's got to give her, like Taisa Santa brings, the Rambam. He's got to give her wine and things that are good for making milk. When does all these halachas apply? Somebody that's poor. But somebody that's wealthy. Everything according to his wealth. And the Rambam says, not just that, but everything really is kminig hamedina. The person is mechuyev to take care of his wife and provide for her in the same way that people in that area are being provided for. And we know the Chazal say that a person should support his wife and be mechabed his wife more than what he even has, because in the schus of his wife, that's where all his parnasa comes from.